With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump gathering today with representatives from more than two dozen countries who have joined his Board of Peace. He says they're already pledging big money to help rebuild Gaza.
The Board of Peace is showing how a better future can be built, starting right here in this room. And I want to let you know that the United States is going to make a contribution of $10 billion to the Board of Peace.
The president's ballooning ambitions for the board extend from governing and rebuilding Gaza as a futuristic metropolis to challenging the United Nations Security Council's role in solving various conflicts around the world. The government has released encouraging economic reports today, the first from the Labor Department, as the number of Americans filing for jobless aid last week was lower by 23,000 from the previous week. Also, the Commerce Department reporting the U.S. trade deficit was less in 2025 to just over $901 billion. That's down $3 billion compared to the previous year. Economist Steve Moore says what we're seeing is just the inevitable result of President Trump's economic policies.
We have a booming economy right now, and the average worker, thanks to the economic growth we've seen and the decline in inflation, and the big, beautiful tax bill. Remember, the average family is going to get about a $2,000 reduction in their taxes this year. You add all that up, the average family has about $4,000 more purchasing power now than when Biden left office.
And that is economist Steve Moore. Britain's former Prince Andrew has been arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor was stripped of his royal titles recently because of his links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. While Mountbatten-Windsor has consistently denied any wrongdoing in connection with Epstein, concerns about the former British prince's links to Epstein have dogged the royal family. This is SRN News. A new report on gender, politics, and religion.
It comes from Real Clear Investigations, and it reveals that for the first time in a quarter of a century, more men are going to church than women. This trend is moving parallel to another one that sees more and more men migrating to the Republican Party while women move to the Democrats. The report also indicates that the decades-long decline in Christianity in the U.S. is leveling off, with revival being noted in some places. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gay rights groups are suing the Trump administration for removing a rainbow pride flag from the Stonewall National Monument. That New York site commemorates the gay rights movement and was established during the Biden administration. The flag was first displayed in 2022 and was the first such banner to fly permanently on federal land. After removing it this month, the Park Service cited a January memo that limits the agency to displaying the stars and stripes and the POW MIA flag. This is SRN News. If you shopped at Walmart any time recently, you helped the giant retailer to another stellar quarter of sales and earnings.
The promise of lower prices and speedy deliveries drew in a broader spectrum of Americans during the crucial holiday shopping period, and that includes wealthier households. However, the outlook from the Bentonville, Arkansas-based retailer suggests a volatile economic environment ahead, and that sent Walmart stock lower. The retailer reports earning $4.24 billion in the quarter ending January 31st. Rich Thomason reporting.
The grandson of the inventor of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is lashing out at the Hershey Company. 70-year-old Brad Reese is accusing the candy giant of hurting the Reese's brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients in many of its products. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes, but said it's trying to meet consumer demand for innovation. More on these stories at srnnews.com.